Hare I welcome all of you affectionately for the Compassion Tuesday. And on this day, we send well wishes to others. And we have already heard from the response that people report, "Oh, my life became lighter. Have you thought of me?" And we said, many think on Compassion Tuesday for the benefit of others. Today, I have received a note that a wonderful person, Bhanu Ben Amritlal Dhanak, passed away in her 86th years. And I want to dedicate this program to her, and also request all the relatives who join us today to participate in the meditation, which we will do in a little while, that brings benefit to this person. But all others, of course, will meditate and send blessings to other people whom they have in mind. Today I want to start by relating the story of Sindhu Thai, an exceptional woman who is something like a lightning house for compassion. I heard her story from a dear friend and respected spiritual brother, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and want to tell it today because it will tune us in into compassion. There are many whom I have heard who told me, "Oh, compassion is difficult for me to feel when I myself feel so much the need that others are kind to me." But listen to the story of this exceptional woman. She was born in Maharashtra in a very poor family. As a girl, she wanted to go to school, but because the family was so poor, she was requested to take care of the buffaloes. She was married when she was 9 years old to a man who was already 30 years old. This is sometimes done in India. And with 19, she had already 3 sons and was pregnant. At that time, there was in the village a person who could be described to be like a mafioso, a criminal person of huge influence, who drove the women into forced labor, and they did not have get any substantial or fair amount of money for this. So Sindhu Thai could see that so many people were suffering under the iron fist, so to say, of this mafia type person, that she complained to the local police, and as a result the activity of this man was stopped and curtailed. But this mafia type person was enraged and thought of a revenge. One day he went to the husband of Sindhu Bai and said, "Your wife is actually a village a prostitute. She's together with many, many men, and the child she bears in her womb was conceived by me only. If you don't kill mother and the child, I will kill you. Using all types of pressure on the husband, finally the husband believed him, and when he saw Sindhubai, he kicked her with his foot into the stomach repeatedly until she finally lost consciousness. So thinking how to, you know, veil his murder, intended murder, he dragged her to a large cow shed. His wife was there, unconscious. When she woke up, she saw above her a cow standing. This cow had chased away all the buffaloes and bulls and other cows who the husband hoped would trample her to death, take the life out of her. And when the in-laws came to see if she was dead, the cow also attacked them to keep Sindhubai safe. Soon after that, the labor started to happen, and she gave birth to a little baby daughter. And to cut the umbilical cord, she took a sharp stone and just cut it. But she didn't have a place to go. She simply went to the local cremation place. And listen to this, she nourished her body by taking the grains which were given by the relatives of the deceased people and cooked them on the fire which was still there from the cremation of dead bodies. But everything was so dismal that she thought she would end her life in suicide. She simply went to a train station and laid herself with her baby daughter on the train tracks, waiting for the train to arrive and crush her. But while she was lying there, preparing for her death, she heard the wailing and weeping of an old crippled person. She went there very quickly in order to see what was wrong. I see there's something wrong with the transmission here. Can I continue? No. I'm very, very sorry. We had a cut in technology here, but we are back, it seems. Let us continue where she was. She was there under the belly of the cow who had protected her. And when labor started and the baby girl came out of her womb, she cut the umbilical cord with a stone. Then she went to the cremation place because she had no place to go. Her relatives would not accept her. And there she lived from the grains that were offered to the people who had died. She boiled the grains on the fire of the cremation. And that, cremation place. This was obviously not alive. She became so distressed that she only could think of one thing. I will kill myself and my baby daughter. So very determined, she went to a train station, lay herself down on the train tracks and waited for the train to crash her body. Just then, she heard someone weeping. And something stirred in her. She got up with her little daughter and saw an old man who was starving. He had nothing to eat. So Sindhu Bai forgot her own misery and began to beg chapatis, something to eat for the poor old man, and fed him. And while she did this, she thought, I have a purpose in my life. I can take care of people who are in need. This realization, which she thought had come from Krishna, empowered her. She went and looked for people who were in need and found these little street children, the orphans, and then somehow took care of one or two. She began to develop a very beautiful voice, and she started to sing songs and begged at the house of people who would listen to her, and began to take on more and more orphans to take care of them. Finally, people saw that this woman is so determined, she makes a difference, and they gave him donations to build up an orphanage. Soon she had 1,500 little children who would have either died or would have been exploited in a real bad way, and or anything else. And she became the mother of these people. She said her real turning point, however, was another incident. Once, as she was doing her orphanage work with the people who had joined, she saw that there was an old man who really looked bad, you know, unkempt hair, emaciated, a beggar from the street, but a real ragged beggar. And as it turned out, this was her husband who had come to take shelter. She said, you drove me out of your house and you almost killed me. Now I have a nice house and you have come to me. We are no longer husband and wife, but I nevertheless forgive you. You are now like my son. And when she felt this power of compassion in her heart, so that she could forgive that person who was really so bad to her, she felt free. Finally free. And she said this was the most important event in her life. So this shows us a little bit the power of compassion. Compassion is very important for people who go the spiritual path. the great yoga master of ancient times, Patanjali, makes it very clear that spurta practice is not only about your own evolution. It's not just about us, but also how we are able to relate to others. And of all the ways in which we can relate to others, compassion is most probably the fundament. He says, purification of mind comes from having an attitude of friendliness towards those who are happy, compassion towards those who are suffering, and sympathetic joy towards those who are virtuous. For the difficult people, whom we like to despise or turn away from, we should develop an attitude of equanimity. I would like to just go through the second point. Suffering people. Very often when we see people suffering, we feel in our heart, this is not my business, what can I do? My life is difficult enough as it is. And we almost turn away from them. A better attitude, which will have very amazing effects on the consciousness, is to not be ruffled by the people, but feel their pain as your own. How is that possible? Well, you see the equality of all beings. There is not much of a difference between you and your neighbors. We are all individuals who know what is suffering, who know what is disappointment. And the attitude of compassion connects us with this equality of all beings and raises us to the spiritual platform where we come close to the Lord. Today, people who knew Bhanu Ben Amrit Lal Dhanak are suffering. We can feel, yes, we also have seen people who are near and dear to us depart. And we can wish well to them in a mood of genuine compassion. This, my dear listeners, is so important. This attitude of compassion, which is based upon feeling the equality of all beings, where we do not feel we need to compete with others, we do not need to turn away from others, we do not need to look down on others, we do not need to fight with others, but to see them all on an equal level builds the spiritual character of an individual like most probably no one else. We here in the West are suffering from selfishness. We suffer from crowded loneliness, where everyone in the crowd is alone and on his own. But the feeling of compassion connects us. And as I said, it is something which is very divine, this feeling. The Lord looks upon us equally. He listens to us equally. And he shares his blessings equally with those who look for the blessings. So I would like now to do a little compassion meditation with all of you. As I said, at a certain time, I will request you in the meditation to focus on those whom you want to send your compassion and feelings to. Those who are suffering today from grieving, you can send your compassion there. But I think we should also send our good wishes to this very nice elderly lady. I've heard a few good things about her, and know very nice, generous person who has children whom she supported in their spiritual journey. So let us please start. Let us be practical. We will end this program by doing a kirtan for kirtan is always done to glorify Krishna, but we wish that Krishna takes care of. So please sit comfortably. It's good to stop the other activities which you have maybe done to complete the day's chores. It's now time to enter into the compassion meditation. When you have found a good sitting position, place your hands, palms open on your knees. And arrive in the present moment. Let us relax a little bit the tensions which are there in our bodies. Start with the legs and feel their weight. And just relax them. Go to your bottom, go up to your shoulders, the whole upper body with the very essential organs. Relax them. Relax also your shoulders and the arms. Almost feel their weight. And relax your neck and your face. Now breathe deeply. In and out. If it is possible, lengthen your exhale. This will naturally deepen your inhale. You're now by yourself, a good position to turn inside. Breathe now into your heart space. In and out through the heart. The direct all your attention there. It is here where you are, eternal soul. It is here in the heart where the Lord is there who accompanies the soul. You are in your nature eternal, full of inner knowing and great happiness. Remain in the inner space and now think of the people who need compassion. Imagine you have a circle around you. Call these people into the circle. Allow the images to come up. Now connect with that underlying feeling of compassion in your heart. Tell yourself, while you are still with that circle and with the people within the circle of compassion, just like me, people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people of the world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people have known sadness, loneliness, and fear. And just like me, all others are learning about life. May they be well. May they be free of suffering. May they be able to see and focus on the good. May there be no distress for anyone. Remain in this space and send your personal prayers or good wishes to the people whom you wish well.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please collect yourself, center yourself, and think of all those who require compassion. Lonely people, grieving people, hungry people, thirsty people, needy people. They're all part of one big family. A family in which we all are them. The family of Vasudev Krishna. And let us call to that father of all, who holds in his hands the destinies of each single one. Many living beings. Let us chant one more time his beautiful names. Together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hari Hari Bol. I think thank you all for participating in Compassion Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday, and I sincerely recommend to all of you, even if you may not be able to participate in these programs, try to connect yourself with a feeling of compassion. Compassion will destroy your greatest enemy, that is selfishness. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.